Details, details, details. I am missing the right answer on some of these questions just because of the details. Take, for instance, the difference between someone's ankle and their heel. I looked it up and there are 8,674 different Hebrew words in the Bible, 5,624 different Greek words, and 12,143 different English words in the King James Version of the Bible. That's a lot to remember, and Carl Shoup's book, Test Your Bible Knowledge, is proving that to me. The book contains over 1,400 questions, which are grouped according to the books of the Bible. I'm wrapping up the questions right now from the book of Genesis, and I've just finished reading that book. I've already done 7 quizzes, and my overall score is 81%. I've answered 81% of the past 70 questions correct. That's not too bad. I've only scored 100% on one quiz, though. The questions are presented in the book with a reference from the Bible, so you can get help with answers or do some deeper research. I've also noticed that they refer you back to past questions, which is helpful. I'm answering these questions, though, strictly on memory or process of elimination. Well, I'm ready to tackle the next set of 10, and I think some of them will be about Jacob and Rachel and the events towards the end of Genesis. So I'm ready to start, and the next question is number 71. The skins of kids were put upon Jacob's hands to A. protect him while hunting, B. make Isaac think that Jacob was Esau, C. cure him of erysipelas, D. make Esau think that Jacob was Isaac. And the correct answer here is B. make Isaac think that Jacob was Esau. Letter B. 72. When Jacob awoke after dreaming of a ladder to heaven, he promised to give the Lord a tenth of all that A. the Lord gave to him, B. his father gave to him, C. he earned by labor, or D. would have gone to Esau had Esau not sold his birthright. Well, I'm not sure of the correct answer here. I am going to pick C because it seems to make the most sense here. All right, question number 73. Jacob spent his wedding night with his bride's sister because A, their father palmed her off on him in the dark, B, the Lord had foretold that his bride would be barren, C, they were identical twins, D, the bride palmed her off on him in the dark. Here again, I am fairly certain that the correct answer is A, their father palmed her off on him in the dark. Question 73, correct answer A. 74. Jacob was persuaded to lie with A, Leah's maid Zilpah by Rachel, B, Rachel's maid Bilhah by Rachel, C, Rachel's maid Bilhah by Leah, or D, Leah by Rachel. I am not sure of the answer here either. I think that it is A, Leah's maid Zilpah by Rachel. Nope, I'm going to change that. I think that the correct answer here is B, Rachel's maid Bilhah by Rachel. So 74B. All right, 75. Rachel escaped discovery and death by stealing her father's household gods by A, the night was pitch dark, B, she was in her monthly period, C, Jacob was 47 years of age, or D, 5 camels were restive. Pretty sure the answer here is B. She was in her monthly period. 76. Israel became halt because A. The stone that Esau cast at Rachel missed its mark. B. The presents for Esau were too heavy. C. God had touched the hollow of his thigh. Or D. Of a congenital defect. Correct answer here, I'm fairly certain, is C. God had touched the hollow of his thigh. Question 77. Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, took vengeance on the Hivites for the rape of their sister Dinah by A. slaughter, taking them by surprise while sore from circumcision, B. driving the Hivite flock into quicksands, C. loosening on all the Hivite cities a terror from God, or D. ostracizing them. Okay, 77, I think the correct answer here is A. slaughter. 78, Deborah was Dinah's A. sister's uncle's nurse's daughter, B. mother's father's sister's nurse, C. nurse's sister's uncle's aunt, D. nurse's mother's cousin's daughter. Wow. I am going to have to guess on this one since I have no idea what the correct answer is here. Which one makes the most sense? Mother's father's sister's nurse. Let's see. I just do not know. So I am going to go with B. Mother's father's sister's nurse. Okay. 79. Jacob's four wives bore him A. 12 daughters and one son. B. 12 sons and no daughter. C. 2 daughters and 11 sons. Or D. 1 daughter, 12 sons. Correct answer, D. 1 daughter, 12 sons. Question 80. Jacob's firstborn was A. Joseph, B. Dan, C. Gad, or D. Reuben. Correct answer here is D. Reuben. Okay, that is the end of that set of 10. And now I will go to the back of the book where the answers are and check these out. These were quite specific here, these questions. Lots of detail again. So let's see how many of them I marked correct. Okay, question 71, correct answer B. I marked B. Question 72, correct answer is A. I marked C. All right, let's take a look and see what that question was about. It was the one when Jacob awoke after dreaming of a ladder to heaven. He promised to give the Lord a tenth of all that. I answered C, he earned by labor. But the correct answer is A, the Lord gave to him. Okay, 73, correct answer A. I marked A also. Correct answer for 74 is B, and that's what I marked. 75 is B. I got that one right too. 76, correct answer C. I marked C. 77, the right answer is A, and I marked A. 78 is B, and I marked B for that one too. 79D, I marked D. 80, D, and I marked D also. Okay, not too bad. I thought it would be much worse. I have 9 out of 10 correct, so that's 90%, and I'm kind of pleased with that, although I think that a lot of this was guessing on my part, especially the one about Deborah and Dinah and their relationship. I have no idea what that relationship was. I guessed B and I got it right. Okay, So now it is off to the next set of 10, and I think that they'll be about Joseph and the stories with him. So we'll see how I do on that next set.